Hallelujah. You know, the Lord has been taking us on this revelation in the area of identity. And we went on a trip to Jerusalem, and we wanted to come back and begin to share some in pictures and share some certain things. And the Lord just keeps telling me, not yet, not yet. And I really didn't understand until yesterday why. And, if you might not know why yet, but if you wait, God will reveal to you. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 30, would you all read that with me, please? For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a what? It's a great mystery. In other words, a mystery, something that's been hidden. Now, Paul got this mystery because he prayed in the Spirit. It's called tongues. And God revealed the revelation to him by praying in the Spirit. Because when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are three-dimensional. If you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're only one-dimensional. Is everybody with me? And in this, you are able to go to the deeper things of God. And it says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. In other words, he was using the example of a marriage in a natural realm, but he was actually speaking of the mystery between Christ and the church being the body of Christ, about a marriage. He said, nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. In this, we see that there is a union between husband and wife, which is oneness. And there is be respect and love. And that is the mystery, because what was manifested here in the natural realm is representing the things in the spirit realm. Is everybody okay? In other words, we are the members of his body. That is the church. The church is ecclesiastic, meaning called out ones. Called out ones. So the church is the called out ones. And it says, and a man should leave his mother or brother or father and mother and be joined to his wife. Now, understand this. In that word man, it means mankind shall leave his mother and father and be joined. To the wife, the bride, who is the bride? Who's the wife? The body of Christ. So in other words, there's an individualism where we must leave our natural realm of mother and father and be joined into the body of Christ, known as the bride of Christ, the wife. It is a mystery. It is created by God Almighty. So we see that joined to the wife is in one flesh. The mystery is a created being, the natural, in the natural realm, to be joined with the Lord spiritually. 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In verse 14. Let's read it. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Now I want you to know that the world is considered the harlot. In fact, in the book of Revelations, it talks about how the harlot caused people to drink the drink of delusion and lust and so forth. Verse 17, but he who is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit with him. One spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we are joined to the Lord. We are one in spirit. Again, individually, each one of us must be joined to the body of Christ. And then the body of Christ is going to be married with God in marriage and become one. Go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8. I'll start at 7. Hallelujah. Read it with me, please. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of what? Life. And man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. In other words, God prepared a place. God prepared a place, didn't he? And God is preparing a place for me and you. So a place was prepared for the man who was in his image and likeness. Hello? But we weren't born in his image and likeness. We were born in the image and likeness of darkness. That's why you must be born again. But Adam was born in the image and likeness of God. And for that, God prepared a place for him because he was in his image. Now, he's not going to prepare a place for somebody who's not in his image and likeness. Amen. There's another place. Go to verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Now, I want you to know the same place that God removed the rib from Adam is the same place where Jesus was pierced in the side and producing the bride of Christ. And here, Adam, God was going to produce Adam's wife. Because the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man, and Adam fainted. Oh, no. And Adam said, "This is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, again, a man shall leave his father and mother." Well, who was Adam's father and mother? God. "And be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Hallelujah. So, again, God prepared a place for somebody who's in his image and likeness. Individually, remember, individually, we must be first joined to the Lord. Now, Adam was sent from God to be joined with a woman. Actually, the woman came from him. Now, we know that Adam fell, didn't he? And so did Eve. And in that, things changed. So there was no more an image and likeness of God. It was an image and likeness of the serpent. Because man now knew good and evil. Is everybody okay? So again, I want to share with you that there must be individually the area of being joined to the Lord first. Now Adam and Eve, or Adam was left his mother and father, who was God, to be joined in the natural. And then now you and I must leave the natural to be joined in the spiritual. So now the natural is first for me and you. Even though we came from the spirit, there is a process that God does now to bring us into the place that is preparing for us. Go to Ecclesiastes 12. Again, the Old Testament was a shadow of things to come. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. In verse 6, it says, "Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed." That's that connection with God. "Or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the well broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Now, the dust your flesh returns to the earth, and the spirit that God gave will return to God. But it's not going to return to God where it originally came from. Are you listening? Why? Because God has another place prepared. Just like he prepared a place for Adam, naturally he will prepare a place for those who are born again spiritually. In other words, I shared about a vision I had where I saw the spirits coming from God. It was like just coming out, shooting out, and going in, penetrating the natural realm, going into the woman and being born. And that's where God said you must be born of water, because the first thing that happens with a woman before a child's birth, she breaks her water. And then born of the flesh. And born of the spirit. So they're born of the flesh first, then they must be born of the spirit. Amen. And it's born again. Then I saw the born again individual called the firstborn not go back to where God was, but go up to where God is. Are you listening? And it's another place that is prepared for me and you. We'll go a little bit further on this. Go to John 14. In verse 1, John 14 and verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to what? Prepare a place for you. Hello. Now, if something was already prepared, that's where we came from. But we're going to another place that Jesus said, I'm preparing for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and what? Receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. Hallelujah. So he's going to come and get me and you, hello, and go to this place. It's a new place that God is preparing for me and you. It's not where we came from originally. We are going to another place, and the only way to get there is to enter into the natural realm and to become born again and then go to the new place. Is everybody okay? An eternal place of dwelling back to God in a new place. John 10. Oh, glory. Well, while we're here, we'll start at verse 10. 10:10. Is everybody there? Let's read it. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to destroy. What's he come to steal, kill, and destroy? Your identity. He does not want you to know who you really are. And the whole thing he's trying to do is remove your identity. Because your identity was lost when you were conceived in the natural realm. Now it must be restored. But there's a process that God allows it to. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my sheep. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I also must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Now the word fold is a pen that keeps sheep. Okay, but there's another meaning of fold also. And that is a distance where time is elapsed. Are you listening? It's a distance where time is elapsed. It's another fold. It's not of this dimension. It's of another dimension. Go to Matthew 22. Matthew 22 and verse 1. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables. By what? parables. Parables are parallels between the natural realm and the spiritual realm. So Jesus would speak to them in things naturally so they could understand things spiritually. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen fed a kettle, are killed, and things are ready to come to the wedding. But they made light of it. They made what? Light of it. And they went their ways, one to his farm, one to his other business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. That wedding garment was a garment of identity. In other words, that individual was born again. He got a new identity. So he said to him, friend, just like he said to Judas, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. So the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Now, this place where the wedding was in the eternal place, the place where Jesus said, I come to prepare a place for you. Are you listening? I come to prepare a place for you, a place that is prepared for the firstborn. No, no, we're the born again. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? And again, here we are, we're talking about the bride and the bridegroom. And the garment is significant to your new identity in Christ, allowing you into the place of fellowship, celebration, the eternal fellowship and celebration of Christ forever, your new home. Go to Colossians 1. Place of the firstborn. Yes. Colossians chapter 1. Now, what's a parable? It's a parallel between the natural realm and the spiritual realm. In Colossians chapter 1, and let's see here. I think it's verse 1. Verse 13, I'm sorry. It says that he what? He delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand that Jesus is known as the firstborn over creation, over the dead, and over the church. The firstborn. That kind of sounds funny. How can it be the firstborn? Because God himself took a part of himself and called him Son. And the Word became flesh and came into the natural realm. And He was crucified, died, and rose again, known as the firstborn of the dead. He was the firstborn. And from him, the church was birthed. Why? Because he was pierced in the side, the same place where Adam was pierced. But this time, it was the bride that would be pierced, where Adam's rib was taken, and it was his wife. Are you listening? Praise God. Go to Romans 8. Hallelujah. Go to Romans 8. Again, the Word became flesh. So God came from the spiritual realm to the natural realm. He never said anything about the kingdom of God until he was filled, baptized in the Holy Spirit. When he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God was manifested. He said, repent, because the kingdom of God is upon you. Now we know that the kingdom of God is not just word. It's with power. That's why Jesus said, and those who believe in my name will cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and so forth. In other words, Paul said something very powerful. He said, imitate me as I imitate God. In other words, we are to be imitators of God. Well, if God put on flesh, came into the natural realm, and he raised the dead, cast out devils, laid hands on the sick, then we should be doing the same thing. But that doesn't happen until you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because that's where that born-again experience manifests. That brings you into the third dimension. That's the difference of being just baptized in water, where you are washed by the blood, which is symbolic. That's dimensional, and it's one-dimensional. But when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are three-dimensional. Hello? Praise God. Romans 8. Is everybody there? In verse 28. Now, who doesn't want you to get baptized in the Holy Ghost? The devil, spirit of error, religious. Well, it doesn't do it anymore. It's over with. Well, you're an idiot because you don't know the truth, and you can't teach something you haven't gotten or experienced. You can't preach something you've not experienced. I can't come up and tell you that their tongues isn't for today, that casting out devils isn't for today, that healing isn't for today unless I've experienced it. Salvation is the beginning, not the end. Once you've been saved, that's one-dimensional. There's another place. There's that second part, the second gift, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which makes you three-dimensional. Glory. That's where he said, now pour out my spirit. You have dreams and visions and so forth. Now you're gone. Woohoo! No more bound. You walk in both realms now. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his what? Son. Well, wait a minute. Was his son baptized in the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Hello. That he might be the what? Firstborn. Hallelujah. Among many brethren. Among what? Many brethren. In other words, there's a lot out there that are saved. But there isn't enough that are firstborn by the Spirit of God. Baptized in the Holy Ghost, where the kingdom of God is now manifesting. Because it first starts within you. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Yes. What then shall we say these things? If God is for us, who can be what? Against us. So now we are considered the firstborn. Now, why wait till you die to be born again? When you can get it right now by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, and I truly believe that that word born again, that word is misused. Because the Bible says those who are in Christ, that's the anointing, born again, are a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. It's a state of being. It's associated with the tabernacle of God, outer court, holy place, most holy place. But you're not going to get that until you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, because you can't see that three-dimensional arena. Is everybody with me? You can only associate with one dimension. One dimension. One dimension. The only thing you can hear is what the Word says. But there's another place that God wants us to go to. That's why the disciples didn't have a Bible. They had the Holy Ghost. But it all came out of Israel. Hallelujah. We'll get to that in a second. 1 Corinthians 15. That's why people, the only word they can get from God is by playing Bible roulette. Okay, what's God got to say? I'll just open the Bible and hear. And I'm not saying that, you know, that can't happen sometimes. Because sometimes the Lord will tell me, go to the Word and open it up. I'm going to speak to you. And He knows where I'm going to go. But for someone to just live on Bible roulette is not relationship. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 40. Would you read it with me? There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, and one for one stars differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body. It is raised in a spiritual body. There is natural body and there is spiritual body. Natural body and spiritual body. And as it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit. However, this is very important. The spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual. That's why now you and I had to enter the natural realm. Even though we came from God, we still had to come into the natural realm first. And by coming into the natural realm, then we had to be born again to enter and be known as a firstborn so that we can enter the place of the firstborn. Now, some people, that isn't going to happen to them until the day they die. But for some people, it will happen to them by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The first man was the earth man of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And is the heavenly man, also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Is everybody with me? So we want to be known as the firstborn of the brethren. That means these are believers. And as people are baptized in the Holy Spirit, they're considered firstborn. Are you listening? And then many of the believers will have to wait till they die for that to happen. And God has a place prepared for them to be for the firstborn. Are you listening? Is everybody okay? Just like He prepared a place for Adam. Hallelujah. Death, glory. Let's go to verse 20. I'm going to go there for a second. Now, there's something I want to share with you, which is very important. We're going to go back to verse 20 for a second. Okay. Now, again, God came into the natural realm, right? You and I came from God, right? We are conceived by the seed, born again by the Spirit, removed from the natural realm by death or rapture, hallelujah, into the eternal place of the firstborn, not where God was, but where God is in another fold, as Christ the King, prepared for the tested citizenship that was found worthy. Are you listening? That was found what? Worthy. What happened with the 10 virgins? Five were wise and five were stupid. Foolish. Right? And what happened when the door was shut? The five kept their lamps filled. They were wise. The other five didn't. They began to slack off. And when the Lord came, only the five that were filled and ready to go were taken. The other five were not. And then they came crying to the Lord and said, Lord, Lord, what's going on here? Open up to us. And he said, I don't know you. Because you did your thing. The Bible says only those who do the will of God will enter the kingdom of God. Are you listening? Go to verse 20 now. Is everybody there? But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, and by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one to his own order. Christ, the first fruits, which is the firstborn. Afterward, those who are Christ at his what? At his coming. Then comes the end. When he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Death. So death is the last enemy, is the evil of all creation. The kingdom of God must first start individually within. Then it will be established on the earth for 1,000 years. Why? Because things must start where? In the natural realm before the spiritual realm. That's why Jesus became flesh. That's why the Word became flesh. God became flesh. He had to go through the same process. Because he created it. And it was created for him. So he had to go through the same process to come into the natural realm, to die and be known as the firstborn, to set up a place for the firstborn, to receive them and prepare a place for them, to receive them now in another fold. So you and I are not going back where we came from. We're going to another. We're going back to God, but we're not going back to the same place. Are you with me? It's another place God has prepared specifically for us. Hallelujah. A spiritual kingdom. So what's going to happen is on the thousand-year reign, because the kingdom's got to come in, right? It's got to be in the natural realm. So we're going to have a spiritual kingdom in a natural realm for 1,000 years. We're going to have a spiritual kingdom in a natural realm for 1,000 years. Yes. That has to happen because it's been set up by the Lord. Now go to Revelation 20. So make sure you don't lose your ID card. Don't let the devil steal your ID. Because it ain't at the Division of Motor Vehicles. And you can't get it online. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 20. So once a 1,000-year reign is established, the spiritual kingdom is in the natural realm. Chapter 20 and verse 1, it says, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he held hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for what? 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. And set a seal on him so that he should not deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness of Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, nor not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for how long? 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection, and these are the firstborn. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, when the 1,000 years has expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, which is what? Jerusalem, known as Zion. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Yes. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now that is very powerful, because it explains exactly what's going to... Remember, it starts in the natural, then goes to the spiritual. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? Now, the Lord gave me this because I've been wanting to talk about Israel and show pictures where, but he said, no, not yet. Because I want you to look at Israel differently. And in this, God established a place where everything came out from. Israel and Jerusalem. In fact, the Bible says that the Lord will return to Mount Zion, Mount Olives. He will reign and rule from there. So he had to create a place where he would reign first, physically, before he could go into the place spiritually. Is everybody okay? With his kingdom. Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. So this whole series we've been talking about, and new identity, maintaining your identity, and maturing your identity, because the enemy is trying to steal your identity, as a preparation of maintaining that identity so that you can enter the place of the firstborn prepared for you. In verse 22, would you read it with me? But you have what? Come to Mount Zion, Jerusalem, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the what? Firstborn, who were registered where? In heaven. To God the judge, of all the to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth. Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So Jerusalem is the Zion. It had to be established first as a place in the natural. It was a shadow of the place spiritual. Now Satan knows this. That's why he's trying to destroy Israel. That's why his focus is on Israel. Are you listening? He thinks if he can destroy the place of the firstborn here in the physical, it will destroy the place of the firstborn spiritually. It's where Jesus will return to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years here. And Satan will not defeat Israel. He will not defeat the kingdom of God. And Jesus will return with the saints and kick butt. Revelation 21. In verse 1, Revelation 21, 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Yes. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Now this is after the 1,000 years. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. For God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more what? Death, the final enemy. Nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and are faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. And he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderous, sexual, immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hallelujah. Now go to Revelation 22, and we'll close here. Verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the firstborn of creation, the firstborn of the dead, and the firstborn of the church. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs. Dog means demonized individuals. So don't let nobody call you a dog. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. So your new identity will access you into the eternal place prepared for the firstborn. But it had to first start naturally before it could be established spiritually. Amen. Are you ready to go home? Yes. Well, we need to take some souls with us first. Remember, I shared with you the vision I had. I saw a big ship Friday night in the anointing service. I saw a big ship, and it had 7 huge ropes that was holding onto it. And it was docked. And the people were loading up on the ship. Loading up on the ship. It almost reminded me of Noah's Ark, but it was humans. Actually, they were eternal lights, not humanites. And it was the eternal light ship. And then I saw an angel of the Lord go and take one of the ropes off the pier that it was tied to. And he said, 6 more to go. 6 more to go. And that ship will move away from the dock. And we're out of here. But in the meantime, we have work to do. And don't let the devil steal your new identity. Stay filled with the Spirit. Stay filled with the Word. Stay in fellowship. And know Him, because those who know Him will do great exploits. Amen? Praise be to God. Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for your mercies and grace. And we ask the seed to be protected by the blood of the Lamb to grow bare and bear great fruit, abundant fruit, matured fruit for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.